Well, today, President Trump tweeted, "My Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word may finally be getting out and having an impact." Well, his Twitter account was temporarily deactivated yesterday, and that lit up social media. Let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, for our weekly look at the news through other platforms. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Robbie.
So at first, Twitter said it was a human error. They got the human part right. Someone did it, you know, kind of a virtual raspberry on their last day of work. Twitter went nuts. Remind us what came up on the president's page.
Well, it depends on what platform that you were reading the president's tweets on. You could have seen at Real Donald Trump, this account doesn't exist. Or sometimes if you're on Twitter, that big blue page where you go to a page that isn't there anymore. And so people on Twitter were reacting to this. Gary Burton says, "The most beautiful moment in history." And then he screen grabbed this section where it says, "At Real Donald Trump doesn't exist." At Kevin Alaba 2, "The best 11 minutes in 4 years." But that tweet that you read out that the president put out a little bit later, once his account was back online, Dr. G responded, "Your account may have been briefly taken down, but your support wasn't. We are still here. Thank you." That's a thank you to the president. I have to say, just watching this reaction, Robin, reminds me that how many people are actually following at Real Donald Trump. They're focused very much on what he's saying, what he's tweeting, and there's real policy and historical records in this Twitter platform that he's using. So the fact that an employee who on his last day or her last day can take it down is really important. I think that's the serious takeaway from what happened for 11 minutes on Thursday.
Well, it's a little scary, you know, because you didn't know why. And, it's a reminder that these are private companies. These aren't public utilities.
Yeah.
You know,
they
don't
have to keep it there. Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No.
What a way to go out. And you absolutely cannot be fired for that, can you?
Nope. Fake news is a term that President Trump often tweets. And it was named Word of the Year by the British Collins Dictionary. They released a parody of news anchors on YouTube making the announcement. Let's listen.
Tonight's news stories are
fake. It's fake news.
Okay, a little British humor there. Look, someone's going to do their dissertation on this phrase because it was about a real thing. We've seen the Russian fake news, but then it was co-opted. So you can have fake claims of fake news. What have you found in the reaction to the Collins dictionary choice?
Well, Collins make their choice. They say the choice of our word of the year is always defined by the word that has been most used, really defines the last 12 months. So they said, for once, fake news is legitimate news as it's Collins' word of the year. Molly Goodfellow's response was, "What idiot made fake news the word of the year and not Covfefe?" And then I know what you're thinking, everybody. If you're listening to this Collins word of the year being fake news, Martin Belam is reading your thoughts. He's challenging you. "I'm going to say this once very clearly, and then we shall never speak of it again. Fake news is a two-word phrase, not a word."
All right. A nitpicker. Look, we've also been following the social media response to billionaire Joe Ricketts, who's founder of TD Ameritrade, shutting down several local news websites that he owns, including Gothamist in New York, after employees voted to unionize. What are you hearing?
Shock. A lot of shock online, and also the practicality, because these local websites came down immediately. And sometimes when a website closes, you can still go back to the website and see all of the content up until the closing date. But the links, the websites, the stories have all gone. Jamel Bovey says, "Joe Ricketts is worth more than $2 billion, but heaven forbid that his employees have a smidgen of economic security." And this goes back to about a week ago when employees at Gothamist were working on getting a union together and unionizing. And Madison says, "If only Joe Ricketts could have scraped together the money to keep Gothamist and DNA Info, two of these websites that are now shuttered, up long enough for writers to save their clips."
Well, yeah, because this is, as somebody tweeted out, let's see, Natalie Solidarity, she tweeted, "Ricketts killed hyperlocal Historica archives. No reason other than he didn't want workers expressing autonomy." I mean, this is 9 million readers a month in New York for Gothamist.
It's
this is
a big... It's a really big audience. And it's that question that I know people who are in journalism, who follow journalism, follow news, have been wrestling with. How do you make the news make money? And what happens when it doesn't, but it's still a great source of information for the public? That is part of the problem behind this story.
Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, with just a few of the things that are filtering through social media this week. Femi, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin. Take care.